talk to me about how you put, like, your move, like, list together. Like, what made you say to yourself, oh, yeah, I'll do a 450, and I'll do a spinning pile driver?
All right, well, all of it was pretty much, you know, going back to my trainer, just being different. Because one day I was talking to him, and I was asking him, because everybody, they were just looking at me as I was just, you know, the average big guy. And I didn't want to get looked at as the average big guy. I wanted to get looked at as, you know, something extraordinary. So what I did was, one day we were training and he asked, you know, all of us what was one thing that we wanted to learn how to do. And I told him I wanted to learn how to do a standing moonsault. So he was like, all right, cool, it's easy, I'll show you. Even though he didn't know how to do one himself. He, you know, he stood up. He was like, hey, all you got to do is stand right here. Make sure you jump, put your head back, and just keep your, you know, just stay looking up when you do it. And just make sure you rotate. I was like, all right, cool. Sounds easy. So I tried it, and I landed it. And I was like, oh, okay. So I started, you know, started with the standing moonsault. And then, you know, I thought to myself, I'm like, hey, if I can do a standing moonsault, what else can I do? So, you know, then went from a standing moonsault to, you know, doing like swanton off the top rope, then doing running shooting star presses. And then one day I was just like, you know, I'm doing all of this, but I want to do something that will stand out even more. So then, you know, at training, I asked the guy, his name is, he goes by the name of Sicken. That's where I was training at, you know, after I left EWA. And I asked him, you know, could he show me how to do a 450? So he pulled out the crash pad, did a 450. And it's funny because the video of my first time doing the 450 is on Instagram. I can send that to you.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he showed it to me. I stood up on my top rope. You know, I was a little nervous at first because I really hadn't, you know, I didn't really go to the top rope that much before this. Mm-hmm. You know, I stood up there, you know, closed my eyes for a second, opened them, and then just did a flip. And, you know, I landed it perfect the first time I tried it. So, you know, it's just, I don't know, I'm very fortunate. I don't know how the hell I'm able to do all these flips, but, you know, I can do it. And I'm going to, you know, just keep on doing it because it's helped me get the attention that I'm getting now.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny to me because it's like the match that you worked at a Giant Leap, like slash Bounty in Kings County, you were just like Monty Brown, kind of like Ezekiel Jackson, like wrecking crew, just like destroying people. And then I follow you on Instagram and then I see that video and I'm like, this son of a bitch hit a perfect 450 and the crowd went absolutely nuts. So it's like when Scott Steiner does the Frankensteiner, it's like the last thing like you'd expect a guy that big to be able to do, but he does it so effortlessly, you know? So, that was just super cool to see that. But,